For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Oh Lord, I love the heritage of your house and a place where glory dwells. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight.
You are the soul.
Take our children, take our spouse out, take Mama one more time, take one more time.
before I go any further, I'd like to call, we'd like to recognize all of our guests. You have chosen to come and visit with us this morning. Now we'd like you to, at this time, if you don't mind, if you stand, give us your name, church affiliation, or anything you'd like to share with us at this time. And if you don't want to stand, just give us a hand wave so I can see you out there. See it again? Thank you. I'd like to stand. All right, that's okay. We're just so glad that you have chosen to be with us this morning. And later on in our service, our own pastor will invite you to give you a personalized welcome. Amen. So just sit tight. He'll be with you shortly. Right. Amen. Now turning to our announcements, they are Frank Eagle Bulletin. I hope everyone has received the bulletin and that you'll read it and rule and govern yourselves accordingly. So we're just going to highlight just a few things in here. On page 5, get out the boat, having a rally, September 19th at 6 o'clock, right here at the church. So please come out and be blessed and just get out the boat rally. Then on page 6, we do want to remember our sick and our shut-in. Please pray for them. Visit them if you can or give them a phone call. I'm quite sure they'll be glad to hear from you. And also, we want to remember our members who have lost loved ones. Please keep Brother Roland Allen in your prayers. He lost his wife and the ongoing services for yesterday, I believe. So please keep him in your prayers. Also, Sister Shelly Harden, please keep her in your prayers. Passing of her nephew Ricky Armstrong after fighting cancer. She is with her family in Henderson, Tennessee. So just keep her in our senior prayer and pray for traveling grace as well. All right. On page 6, you see some opportunities to worship, so keep those dates in mind. And just know today after our worship services, there will be dinner provided after the worship services. Also, this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Pastor White will be preaching a revival at Greater St. Matthew in Brandon, Alabama, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I believe it's at 7 o'clock. Also on page 7, there are a few other announcements there for you to read. And again, yeah, 7 o'clock is right there. All right. And we want to welcome to our new Episcopal leaders of the 9th Episcopal District of the ALE Church in the state of Alabama, our new presiding prelate bishop, Bishop Julius H. McAllister, Jr. Amen. And I'm quite sure Pastor will cover a bit on that. And also his wife, Ms. Deanna E. McAllister, supervisor of the Women Missionary Society. So we're going to be praying for them with anticipation of meeting them and greeting them for the first time here at our church. Amen. All right. There's some other announcements. Please agree, rule, and govern yourselves accordingly. Now I'm going to turn to our birthday for this week. Celebrating our birthday for this week on September 5th, 2023, that'll be John Michael Simmons. And that's the grandson of Marty Franklin Simmons. And that's why she's back. Amen. With her grandchild. And also celebrating the birthday on September the 11th, Tyler Baldwin. September the 13th, Eli McGuire. Then on September 14, 2018, 6 years old, Sarah Hornsby. So these are our birthdays. Are you on the birthday this week? If you have an announcement, would like to be announced. If not, these are our birthdays for this week. So at this time, we're going to sing happy birthday to all the birthday recipients. So we ask the birthday recipients to remain seated. And we ask everyone else to dance with me at this time. As we say happy birthday, then bow, pastor.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Come on, sing.
10. 1 year after I was born. In 1962, they were married. I'm talking about none other than our presiding elder, Willis N. Huggins Sr. and Miss Patty C. Huggins, married for 62 years.
Oh.
church if you just ask people. That's a large number. If we just invite 10 people and the report is 8 out of 10 recover. So let's make sure we just focus on our connection center, which is every second Sunday morning at 10:45 in our church. And we're trying to figure out something to be creative on this second Sunday activity. All right. Come on, all of us, let's go bring out our giving. We can give our
thank you. morning then, I said that that's a long time for a man to live with a woman. She looked me right in my eyes and said, that's a long time for a woman. I thought that. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, the 12th chapter in the 5th verse, King James Version reads, Peter therefore was kept in prison. Of the church to God for him. My favorite version of the Bible is the Good News Bible. It says, so Peter was kept in jail, but the people of the church were praying honestly for him. I asked the pastor what would be the thing, but he didn't give me one. The sword this morning. But let me use for a subject. Something happened when men and women of God pray. Something happened when men and women of God pray. The Bible tells us they continue in prayer. And we come to celebrate Men's and Women's Day here at John's Chapel. Oh, yeah. I want to tell you something that I believe you already know. Something happened when men's and women of God pray. When men and women fellowship together and pray together, something happens. In Luke, book that he wrote that he called the Acts of the Apostles. In his 12th chapter and 5th verse of the book, he tells us that the early church had the proper intent. Men and women of the church were devoted. They devoted themselves to the call of God.
Yes, sir.
They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles. They shared in worship with each other. Their spirit, they wanted to learn more about God's word. Through the preaching of the gospel. They were an honor church. They were a praying church.
Yeah.
They were praying men and women. They were students of God's word. They learned as much as they could from the apostles.
Uh-huh.
They went from house to house. Breaking bread, eating meals with each other. Even as they ate meals together, they still stopped and prayed.
Yeah.
Together, men and women. What Luke was telling us that they ate together. And I thought about my parents, my mama. I used to remember that St. Luke Church that I grew up in, they had what they called prayer meeting. They went to church on Wednesday night and they prayed together. I'm not sure that we don't need prayer meeting in the churches today. We have too much battle in the church today. Brandon Hills stated that the early church was not born out of preaching. you and I are the evangelists.
Yeah.
But God launched his church while they was up in the upper room praying. Doing what Jesus Christ told them to do. Go back and wait for the Holy Spirit to come.
Yes,
stay there until the comforts are gone.
Yes.
I believe that we need a real praying in the church today.
Yes,
the other church together pray to God. They pray, but they pray that make a different prayer than we pray. They end their prayer saying that not my will, but thy will be done. James tells us and reminds us in the book of James, the 5th chapter and 16th verse. Prayer of a person is powerful and effective. Jesus knew the effectiveness of prayer to God, and that's the reason why he told them to pray.
Amen.
Someone wrote, God prayed. When you pray to God, when children of God, when people of God, when men and women of God, when they pray honestly unto God, God get in a hurry and act right then. Let me tell you, when men and women pray together, it is strengthened not only the church, but it's strengthened the home, it's strengthened the community, it's strengthened the world. Something happens when men and women of God pray together. I don't want y'all following me this morning. In the book of 1 Corinthians 20, when King Jehoshaphat was about to do battle with two strong armies, he knew the Hebrew army could not win. Two armies that were much larger and much more prepared than the Hebrew was. So he saw it. The priest had told them to call the people, the men and women, to meet him at the synagogue of the church for a prayer. They came in great numbers. Will you allow me to put it in my words for the morning? He asked that the women and men of the church would come to the church and pray for the Hebrew army. When they came, and Jehoshaphat led the Hebrew army on the battlefield to face the Moab and the Amorites. I might not pronounce it right, school teaching my wife won. You pronounce it like you want to. When he led them there, they found God had confused Amorites and the Moab. And they became confused and turned around and began to kill each other off. I come by to tell you this morning, if men and women together pray, God will fight your back. If you won't pray, God will stop and do things that you don't know. Thank you. Someone wrote that prayer meeting without devotion, without, is with like prayer without a soul. And prayer meeting in the old day, I remember they used to sing hymns. And they call what they call continuous in prayer. When one person got through praying,
yeah,
they were saying a hymn.
Yes, sir.
And the next person that came up to pray, continue in prayer, will walk around and shake each and every man and woman hand,
yeah,
oh, yeah, before they start praying. Diffuse the situation. God will also give you a joy in life. I learned a long time ago that when you pray and when God gets through working with you, you'll be smiling. When you look at you, you ought to be crying. You'll be crying when you look at you, ought to have joy because you was in danger. Who will do things if they think that it will please Herod the king had arrested him and then put him on trial the next day after the feast of the Passover and put him in jail. You see, like many of us, we think that he had a foolproof plan. Sometimes we can have a good plan. We know it's good, but God can come in and mess it up. In this good verse, chapter 40, he had Peter arrested. He had a thing that no way Peter could be. Set free. He had a foolproof. He knew what his plan was. He would be that there was no way that it could not work. Yeah, Peter. Thrown in jail. His plan was to put a soldier on each side of Peter with chains.
Here.
Hey!
God, all things are possible. And sometimes in your life you can't be winning, but you feel like you're losing. And the other one, see, you gotta keep on praying. When life be lightning, you keep on praying.
Show that she gets to see her family, that she pray God for her. some get happy on about solid.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's go. Let's honor the praise of God. Move on, Mr. Lord.
can say something about Brother Brown or Sister Shaw. For me, shipping is me as a witness need. Count it a joy in my heart. When we say the blessing, Father, we thank you for the food that we are about to receive that you made necessary for the body. Don't forget when men and women of God pray, something happened. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us until we meet again. May we all sing.